from KQED.
The lawn outside L.A. City Hall is cleared of occupied tents today after a dramatic midnight raid. The occupiers knew it was coming. Here's the general announcement at last night's General Assembly.
We have reliable info.
We have reliable info.
That it is very probable.
It is very probable.
A raid will be occurring tonight.
A raid will be occurring tonight.
By LAPD.
By LAPD.
By Sheriff Tactical Support.
And by Sheriff Tactical Support.
At Occupy LA, decisions were made by 100% consensus at these nightly meetings. And with the knowledge the cops were coming, there was not 100% consensus last night about whether to go or stay.
Who have freedom?
Who have freedom?
Of assembly.
Of assembly.
Under the Constitution.
Under the Constitution.
Who have grievances.
Who have grievances.
That must be addressed.
That must be addressed.
Here.
Here.
Who will not leave.
Who will not leave.
Until those grievances.
Until those grievances.
Are addressed.
Are addressed.
After Occupy clearances elsewhere in the country, L.A. became a focal point for protesters, drawing people like Oakland resident and citizen journalist Spencer Mills, who watched as police used cherry pickers and then beanbags to displace Occupy L.A. protesters making a last stand in the trees.
Officer Rubio is aiming again.
Among the various reasons L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa gave for moving in on Occupy L.A., he said it became increasingly clear to him the city would not be able to negotiate an end to the demonstration because, quote, the process for them to reach an agreement made it impossible, unquote. We turn now to Frank Stoltz of KPCC, who's been covering the clearance from the outset. Frank, the mayor also talked about taking a measured approach. Would you describe what you saw this morning as measured?
Rachel, it was measured in the sense of the actions of the individual officers. They were very restrained as they took each of the protesters into custody. In fact, at one point I overheard an officer saying, I don't in any way want to hurt you. I want to make sure that we do this as peacefully as possible. But the overall operation was a massive show of force, 1,400 police officers involved. One of the biggest concentration of police officers in Los Angeles history.
Frank, you've covered the LAPD now for how many years?
Many.
You know there's a number of infamous incidents when the LAPD did not perform well. I'm wondering if you can talk about the intent, the tactics, the logistics leading up to making this a different kind of event for the world's TV cameras.
Well, first and foremost, they did want a shock and awe so that they didn't have protesters resisting and them having to use force that would be shown on television. Secondly, they did a pretty good job over the last few weeks, really throughout the occupation, of going through the camp, talking to protesters. The chief regularly walked through the camp, so there was a sense of a relationship that I don't think we necessarily had in Oakland, for instance.
Well, you raise Oakland, Frank, and I'm a few weeks back when Oakland PD cleared that Occupy camp, it wasn't clear who was in charge. Did you have a strong sense of who was in charge with this operation?
The LAPD has a very strong chief right now in Charlie Beck. He's a 30-year veteran of the department, very well liked by the rank and file. And he has surrounded himself with longtime LAPDers who are also well-liked. And there was a very clear plan. There was a very clear command structure. And from the top, the chief was saying, I want this to go with as little use of force as possible. And that's what we saw.
We also saw about 200 arrests. What happens now to those folks?
Those are misdemeanor arrests. They'll probably be held for a few hours. I think they'll face fines of, you know, $500 to $1,000, something of that sort.
Do you have any sense what happens now?
Well, right now they're clearing all of these tents and trash on the south lawn of City Hall, and there's a lot of it. In fact, police in hazmat gear walking through that because it's so messy they're not sure what they're going to find. Then they're going to fence off the south lawn, repair the trees that suffered a little bit of damage, and they're going to reopen it, but they're going to enforce that curfew, the hours of the park, from 5:30 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Frank Stoltz of KPCC, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.